Matt Gunsler. Matt, Lakeville. Lakeville means football, man. I mean, you had to have some kind of a recruiting session to come to Stalin, because my goodness sakes, that's some great football over there.
Well, I had a great coach in head coach Larry Thompson back in Lakeville, graduated in 2004. I was fortunate enough as a team to win a state championship my senior year. So, I mean, we had a lot of great football players over there, and I was lucky enough to come to UW-Stout.
How'd you get to Stout?
Got to Stout because Coach Drop recruited me. He came to my house and talked to my family. And everything about Stout just had my name written all over it. You know, I saw some of the guys, either hard-working kind of guys, and this looked like my type of program.
And you came up with business here?
Business, yes.
What's that going to do?
Well, hopefully I'll make some money. That's what the plan's on doing. I want to make some money. I want to take care of the family. That's my goal. I wanted to do some education, but K-3, I didn't think it was the right plan for me. So now I decided to go the business route.
Okay. Any specific or real leading toward it?
Yeah, well, I have an internship next summer with Northwestern Mutual, which is a great opportunity. I'm really looking forward to it. Great company. You know, it's got a great path for success, and I want to continue along with that, you know.
Would that internship be here in the city?
That's actually in the Minneapolis area.
I should be around here. You got some great guys in Northwestern over here. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. All right. Talk to me about going from a three-man down to four, because you've always been defense. You were in the 3-4 in the last few years. Now you're the 4-2. Tell me about the transition, and what do you like about it?
Well, first, let's talk about what we like about it. I mean, obviously, up front, we couldn't ask for a better opportunity that we have up here. You know, we got, instead of getting double teamed basically every play, we have an opportunity to be a one-on-one, work our pass rush moves, and not getting double teamed by a nose and a center and a guard. So, you know, our philosophy is basically every week we go in with a different game plan, but that's our base now. That's our base defense. We run that 4-3. Last year, we always kept our defense in that 3-4. But right now we couldn't ask for anything better for the D line up front. We could make some plays, hopefully, you know, coming up here next week.
Well, you guys certainly made some big plays against an Oshkosh or against a Platteville team that was pass oriented all the way, and you had a real special treat. Had to be something special. And Thursday afternoon at quarterback club, the guys were giving you a whole bunch of raspberries about not lateraling it to anybody. And your thoughts on the defense right now, hands in the air, knocking the pass down, and all of a sudden you got one in your hands, and now I'm free.
Well, it was more of an exhausting treat than anything else. That I was fortunate enough to get my hands up in the air and take the ball for 62 yards. I basically, you know, I grabbed the ball and I looked to my right and my left, and I heard from my linebackers, "Get running," you know, and I'm like, "I already am running." So I got crap for the whole week for not running as fast as those linebackers, but hopefully, maybe next time if I get lucky, I'll show them how to run my 40-yard dash out there.
You've got some seniors senior linemen that escort. It's good to have senior leadership in that line, and there's a lot of senior leadership in it.
Absolutely. We're blessed with this senior class that we have. We've got a great group of guys up front everywhere you look. You just talked to Sean Korth, one of the best leaders that we have on this team. You know, we all get together, we all collude great together, and we work well as a team. I think our senior class leads us. I mean, in practice this year, you can tell it's a lot laid back, but at the same time, we're more focused. We're not yelling at each other, which I think has a lot to do with the senior leadership that we have.
And buying into a new system.
Absolutely. I mean, Coach Birmingham brought that new philosophy here, and we're just starting to run with it now. Coming in the week against Oshkosh here, we finally, I think last week against Platteville, showed that, hey, we understand the defense. Now we're kind of excited to go against the run, a true test, you know. And I think Coach Birmingham's a little excited, too. Hopefully up front, D-line can do what we're supposed to do and take control of that line of scrimmage for him.
Thanks for this new spirit, kid. This is unreal.
Absolutely. Thank you.